In the evening service tonight, I'm going to be speaking on Armageddon. So we'd like to invite all of you. If you missed it last Sunday night, we got a rerun tonight. If you compare this with last Sunday, look in the bulletin, you'll see that I was going to preach on Armageddon. It was so good, I'm going to preach it again tonight. Well, we heard from Brother Sam Burton last Sunday night and appreciated the message that he brought to us. Now, we read there a few minutes ago from Matthew about the Passover that Jesus had with his disciples. And that kind of sparked an interest in my mind. I think I'm going to develop a series of lessons, take them from the book of John, on that Passover that Jesus had with his disciples, the last Passover. Because John, in chapters 13 through 17, covers that. He had a special message there for his disciples in that upper room. And I may bring a series of messages on that, lessons on that. So be on the lookout for it. Now, this morning, I would like for you to turn to Acts chapter 4. We're going to use verse 23 for our text. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And tonight at 5 o'clock, instead of having fireworks, we're going to have some music around here. And Tim, if you didn't bring your guitar, I'll loan you mine and I'll pick a mandolin or something like that. And we'll have some music at 5 o'clock here. Our evening service starts at 6. Okay? Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went. Now that's the title of my message this morning. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And being let go, they went. Those words grabbed a hold of my heart. And I decided I'd better preach a message on it. This goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. Back in 1677 B.C., Jacob was 130 years old. He and 70 of his descendants, that's his sons, daughters-in-law, grandchildren, etc., all left the land of Canaan and went down into the land of Egypt. That's where his son Joseph was ruling. Now, at that time, there was a great famine in the land, a 7-year famine. And Joseph took care of his family during that time in the land of Egypt. Now Joseph died in 1606 B.C. And the next Pharaoh who came on the throne was not so kind to the Israelites as the previous one had been. He made slaves out of the Israelites and used them in building some of his great buildings and cities in the land of Egypt. Finally, in 1462 B.C., God appeared to an 80-year-old shepherd named Moses out in the the Sinai wilderness, he saw a bush that was burning, but the bush was not being consumed in the fire. So he drew aside to see this sight. And God spoke to him out of the bush. And God commissioned this shepherd to go down to the land of Egypt and say to Pharaoh, the ruling monarch, "Let my people go, that they may worship me." Moses did that. After several great plagues were brought upon the land and upon the people of Egypt, Pharaoh was finally persuaded to give his permission for them to leave. Moses led them out with a great deliverance. They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, and here's the point. And being let go, they went. In 1422 B.C., Joshua led the Israelites across the flooded Jordan River on dry ground into the land of Canaan. It's called their promised land. By the power of God, under his divine leadership, they conquered the land of Canaan. In 1415 B.C., Joshua divided the land between the 12 tribes of Israel at Shiloh, and they lived and prospered in this land that God had promised to them under the Abrahamic covenant. And being let go, they went. 694 years later, in 721 B.C., the Israelites had forsaken the Lord and were serving and worshiping idols. In judgment, God raised up the Assyrians, who, led by Sargon, came against Israel. And these 10 tribes were overcome. Many of them were killed, and 27,290 of their people were scattered and dispersed amongst the nations. Then in 586 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar came with the armies of the Chaldeans against Judea, and Judah fell. They were taken into Babylonian captivity for 70 years. The city of Jerusalem was burned and destroyed. Solomon's beautiful temple was burned and destroyed. And the whole land of Judah lay desolate and uninhabited for 70 years. In 536 B.C., King Belshazzar was killed, and the kingdom of Babylon fell to the Medes and the Persians. King Cyrus issued a decree, and Zerubbabel led 49,942 Jews back to the desolate land of Judea. And being let go, they went. Under the leadership and encouragement of men like Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, the temple was rebuilt and dedicated in 516 B.C. A little later in 445 B.C., King Artaxerxes issued another decree to Nehemiah, his cupbearer, and he was commissioned to return and to rebuild Jerusalem. and being let go, they went, and the city of Jerusalem was rebuilt in AD 70. Titus came with the Roman armies, and the city of Jerusalem and the rebuilt temple were once again destroyed and its people scattered, many of them taken into slavery. For 1,878 years, the Jews wandered throughout the world, never losing their national identity, but never finding a home. They suffered terrible hardships and persecutions everywhere they went. During World War II, there were over 6 million of them that were killed in Germany. Then in 1945 or 1948, they were given back their land. Israel became a nation again on the 14th of May. And on the 15th of May, they were recognized as a nation among nations by the United Nations Assembly in New York. And being let go, they went. They came from Europe and from Asia and from Africa and from Russia and from America and from every nation where they had been scattered. But now let's go back to the book of Acts. In the early part of that first century AD, we find a group of people called Christians. These believers have been saved by the grace of Almighty God. They've been baptized in water by immersion. They have been filled by the Holy Spirit of God and filled with His power, and they're being persecuted for their faith. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 1, at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria. And being let go, they went. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. The men of our text, namely the apostles of Jesus, were teaching the people and preaching through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. The authorities didn't approve of it, so they laid hands on them and they put them in prison. They brought them out before their council the next day and threatened them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus, and probably not to pray either, as it is today. Strange that you can pray to Allah in the name of Mohammed, but you cannot pray to God in the name of Jesus in the good old U.S. of A. You can read the Quran, but you can't read the Bible. Now, Peter and John had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, if you please, to say to these pompous men of authority, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, and being let go, they went. And listen at this. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. And all men glorified God for that which was done. And being let go, they went. Read about it. James went to Spain. Peter went to Babylon. Andrew went to Scotland. Simon Zelotes went to Britain. Philip went to France. Matthew went to Persia. John went to Ephesus. Thomas, Jude, and Bartholomew went to India. And being let go, they went everywhere, preaching the word of God and telling people about Jesus. They preached Christ and Him crucified, buried, and risen again. And as they went, souls were saved, churches were established, and God was glorified. I'll not take the time to go into American history with you, but some years ago, a group of people boarded a ship called the Mayflower. And they came to the shores of America seeking religious freedom. They left behind persecution and death. And they landed on the shores of this nation. And finally, you know what happened in 1776. Being let go, they went. And they covered this land with the good news that Jesus saves. Churches were built. The gospel flourished. You know, one day, God, in His grace, reached down and saved you and me. He loosed us from our sins. He broke the chains of our transgressions. He released us from the bondage of our iniquities and set us free. And being let go, they went. In His providence, He has brought us together in the Bible Baptist Church of Chula Vista. We have been empowered and we have been commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we are to go into the highways and into the hedges and bring men and women to Jesus Christ. And we have our missionaries representing the ministry of our church in countries all around the world. Out on the bulletin board is a list of them in the countries where they're serving. in Mexico and Brazil and Australia, Indonesia, Scotland, Belgium, Argentina, Cambodia, China, Africa, and many more. Read their letters that are out there available for you. They write to us faithfully and tell us about the work that they're doing on their respective fields. They are faithfully proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching his death, burial, and resurrection, and his coming again. The sun never sets on the ministry of the Chula Vista Bible Baptist Church. And being set free, they went. What a challenge in these words. May they take root in every heart. You and I have been let go. Sin has no more dominion over us. We've been set free by the only one who can set people free, Jesus Christ. And being let go, they went. Let's stand together, please, with our heads bowed in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the challenge of this message and for these words. What a thrill it is to see these men come out of the prison, out of the darkness and gloom of the prison, into the sunlight, and being let go, they went. Those of us that have been released from the bondage of our sins, who have been set free from the prison house of iniquity, we're in the sunlight of your love. We've been set free. And now it's time for us to go. Go into all the world. Go into the highways and the hedges. And compel men and women to come to Christ. What a wonderful message we have. What a challenge we have. And you've promised to go before us and to prepare the hearts of those to whom we will testify. We ask, Father, today that you will have your will and way in the hearts and lives of every individual here today, as we thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.